You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Alton Carter. As I look through a telescope back in time, I see my adult family members using drugs and settling arguments with violence. My mother battled depression and became hooked on prescription medicine as she tried to raise me and my four siblings by herself. Every house we lived in was in shambles and almost always overtaken by roaches. By the age of 8, DHS had removed us from my mother's custody and placed us in my grandparents' home that offered a whole new set of challenges. The house on 3rd Street in Stillwater, Oklahoma, already had 7 occupants living there, and 4 of the 7 were either addicted to drugs or alcohol. After 3 years of physical abuse at the hands of one of my uncles, I chose to leave. I spent the next 10 years being shuffled between foster and children's homes. Many of the homes I took refuge in offered some sort of neglect or abuse, but I decided that anything was better than living with my biological family. In 1988, I became the first person in the history of my family to graduate from high school. After starting a family, I graduated from Oklahoma State University, becoming the first in my family to graduate from college. Today, I'm lucky enough to travel all over the U.S. and share my life and book, The Boy Who Carried Bricks, with people of all walks of life. My success and ability to break the cycle came from so many people along the way who had whispered encouragement in my ear. In every school, children's, and foster home I lived in, there was at least one person who managed to look past my broken heart and love me no matter how hard I tried to push them away. I can unequivocally say that the reason I am who I am today is because a few dozen people spoke God's truth into my life. One of the voices of truth came from the soul of a third grade boy during a school assembly I was speaking at. I just finished telling the 300 elementary school students about the challenges I faced during my childhood and was taking questions from the audience. As the students raised their hands to ask questions, the principal would hand the students a microphone so the rest of the audience could hear their question. After I answered 15 or 20 questions, one student asked me where my dad was. I explained that I never got to meet my father because he left before I was born. My answer must have been filled with sadness because as soon as I answered, a third grader from the back of the auditorium raised his hand just before I finished my explanation. Before the principal could make his way over to the little boy in the back, the boy got up from his seat and walked down to the front of the auditorium where I was standing. Once he was standing beside me, the boy grabbed the mic from me with one hand and reached up and put his other hand on my shoulder. He stood there for a few seconds as I wondered how this would play out. The young boy took a deep breath and said, "Alton, I know you never got a chance to meet your dad, but I want to tell you that I think he missed out." I was speechless for a moment as tears began to roll down my face. God used that little boy to help me begin to heal a wound that had been haunting me most of my life. This little man also taught me that we should never miss an opportunity to encourage others. Alton Carter, youth minister, First United Methodist Church of Stillwater, author, and speaker, Stillwater.